49. How Hannibal was defeated. Mr. Socrates was nearly out of bullets as the monstrous brigade advanced. They now stood in the midst of his front line. The Marines and Association soldiers were reduced to swinging sabres and stabbing bayonets. It was like pricking giants with pins. The creatures sent soldiers flying, kicked aside Marines, and were able to topple five of the dragoons. Those dragoons that kept their feet exchanged blows with them, but were only half as strong. Mr. Socrates dropped his rifle and drew his pistol, but it wasn't long before that was empty. Not one monster had fallen. All his manpower wasted. He reloaded his pistol, leaned around his barricade, and fired at the armored monster. The bullets ricocheted off. It was becoming difficult to suppress his fear and revulsion. What had Hyde done? And how did the little peasant woman, Modo's mother, fit into it? Or Modo's finger, for that matter? There was a great crash, and he saw that the armored monster had cut the barricade in half with a metal claw. Mr. Socrates looked for Tharpa among the slain as he fired his last bullet and unsheathed his sabre. No retreat. No, not before these mindless creatures. If this was the end, so be it. He'd go down fighting like a true Briton. Come on, he snarled. I've got British steel for your innards. Another monster came at him from the side, swinging a club, but something else knocked Mr. Socrates down just before the blow arrived. He hit the ground hard, his vision blurring. When he raised his head, blinking, colours swirled around him. But what was that? Music. He squinted hard, shook his head until he could see. And there stood Tharpa, alone, in front of the creatures and blowing a trumpet like a madman. He had taken it from one of the sergeants. The Indian had gone balmy. The monstrosities covered their ears, glaring at Tharpa as he advanced step by step. One let out an odd yelp of pain and fled, diving into the water. He was followed by another, then another, until all of them had stampeded into the water and disappeared below the waves. He waited for them to rise again, saw a massive waving hand break the surface, then fall. There was thrashing in the water for a few seconds, then nothing. Mr. Socrates ran to Tharpa and clapped him on the back. My man, you're brilliant! The surviving soldiers cheered. Tharpa beamed. It was you, Sahib, who once told me the story of how Hannibal and his great elephant army were defeated by Roman trumpeters, who let out one big blast of sound. It was worth a try. Indeed it was, though you were horribly out of tune. Perhaps trumpeting lessons are in order. It may be best to be out of tune, Master. Britain has yet to explore horrific noise as a weapon. Perhaps the right frequencies will be more effective than 100 guns. I will take that under consideration, my friend, Mr. Socrates said, thumping Tharpa on the back again. Then he rallied what remained of his army and turned to the Crystal Palace. It was silent, and, he was quite certain, now undefended.